Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Are you ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas on the BetQL Network.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Watch us live 24/7 on the BetQL Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. Also, check us out on Twitch, YouTube, and BetQLNetwork.com. You can also watch You Better You Bet on Stadium starting 1 hour from now, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Watch Stadium.com, also YouTube TV, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. Listen to You Better You Bet live on Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And hit up the show on Twitter as well, and hit me up on Twitter. At Femi Abebefe is where you can find me. At You Better You Bet is where you can find the show. Both of those on Twitter. The whole crew's hanging out with us here for a Femi and Friends Hour, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Alex Fasano, Mike Brown, Sean Huh on the social, and Nick Costos, the prop king. He will join us 60 minutes from now at the top of the hour with his take on the Buffalo Bills beatdown of the Miami Dolphins. Nick and I going mano a mano. Nick victorious with Bills money line. Me, not so much with Dolphins laying two, but we'll get into it all across the show on this phenomenal Football Friday Bettacular. If you want bets, this is the show for you. We're going to give it out bets in the National Football League, college football, and Major League Baseball all throughout the show. MLB bets are coming up at the bottom of this hour. We're switching up a little bit different here because we have so much to get to between 4 and 7 p.m. We're going to give out baseball bets and home run parlay bets at the bottom of this hour, so you want to stick around for that. But if you miss anything over the course of these next 4 hours, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And also, while you're there, I say it every time, and I'm going to keep saying it, because we want you guys to really show how much you support and love this show. Subscribe, rate, and review, especially those ratings. Those really do well. But subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. You always DM us on Twitter. You're always in the YouTube chat talking about how much you love the show. There's been great feedback since we started this new iteration of You Better You Bet. But please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We do have a fun program, though, for you guys over the next 4 hours. Two couple of great guests starting in hour number two. Greg McElroy will join us at 4:40 Eastern. Of course, Greg, the former national champion quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide, now ESPN college football analyst. He will be on the call of tomorrow night's Georgia-Kentucky game in Lexington. We'll get his thoughts on that game, as well as the other big games tomorrow in college football week three. Then in the hour number three, the third hour at 5:20 Eastern, our old BetQL buddy Sam Panayotovich, co-host of BetQL Daily from 9 to noon Eastern time weekdays, also co-host of You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern with our guy Nick Costos, leading you right up to kickoff. We'll get Sam's thoughts on the National Football League, college football, and of course, the chuckle game that everybody is so begging to find out what that game will ultimately be this weekend in the world of college football. But I have to say this, because yesterday afternoon, I felt like I was scolding you guys. I felt like I was, you know, that father that I'm not a father. I have no children. I'm just married. But I felt like a father who was just scolding his kids saying, I told you guys to do it this way and you haven't been doing it this way. So either correct it or stop doing it at all. And you guys answered the call yesterday. Shout out to the real ones out there on Twitter, in the Twitch chats, in the YouTube chats. You came strong with all of your submissions for your favorite bet, side total prop. In Thursday Night Football, you had the rationale, and a handful of the bets actually won. We'll get into that shortly as well. So you guys did an outstanding job. So with that being said, because I'm greedy, I'm asking it once again, deliver for us. I'm going to say us. It's not just for you. It's not just for me and Nick. It's not for Jake, Tyler, Mike Brown, Sean Huh, Alex Fasano. It's for us, the whole collective us. Deliver for us. Favorite Week 2 NFL bet on Sunday and the rationale as to why, side, total, props, whatever you're betting on Sunday, your best bet, we want to know and why, because like I said yesterday, we will not read your submission on the air in the Power Hour and all throughout the show if you do not have the rationale. So we want the rationale of what your favorite bet is, side, total, prop, Sunday, Week 2 in the NFL. And we'll go ahead and talk about it all throughout this program. But Medicine, once again, on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, where you can respond to that, or in the YouTube chat, or in the Twitch chat. But you guys were outstanding last night when we were doing the show. We expect it to be bigger and better today, because we got the whole slate to go from. The entire slate. It's not just one island game. It's the whole slate. So go ahead and get that done for us. Side total, prop, and the rationale. Week 2, Sunday in the NFL. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and recap what we saw last night. Real quick, the baseball bet didn't really go well. Guardians first five, shout out to Gavin Williams, or not shout out to him. Unfortunately, that went awry a little bit later on in the game for that one. But Thursday night football, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills. Now, there's a lot to unpack with this game. Some serious stuff and some not so serious stuff, and some stuff I think that we should just keep in mind throughout the rest of this season. But I was on the Miami Dolphins. I laid the two. Of course, I was a loser. Buffalo wins the game 31-10, and honestly didn't really feel that close. But like I mentioned, with the real one submissions, shout out to our guy Jay Berg. We were reading his submission towards the end of the show. He liked James Cook anytime TD. I was able to shop around. If you saw me kind of looking down a little bit during that final segment, it's because I was trying to look and find the best price on James Cook to score an anytime touchdown. And that went ahead and cashed for us rather easily. He scored the first TD. He scored two more TDs. Jay Berg, honestly, you saved my night a little bit from a betting standpoint. So shout out to you. And I'm hoping that I can tail some other real ones this weekend with some of your prop bets or some of your side and total bets as well. So shout out to you, Jay Berg, and the rest of the real ones out there. I know we had the Tua rushing over prop that was able to hit, as well as some other props as well. So really good job there. But that saved my night, because the Miami Dolphins bet was not a great one. And I don't know, I always ask myself this question of, would I have made this bet over again if I had a chance to redo it? And this one's a little bit tricky, because I actually thought in the first half that Miami was moving the football rather well. They just had idiotic turnovers and dumb penalties that kind of set them back. I mean, there were two interceptions in the first half, and we'll get into all of that stuff here shortly. But of course, the biggest news and the biggest headline from the game happens to be quarterback Tua Tagovailoa suffering another concussion. This is a reported third concussion over the last 2 years, which is obviously not good at all. When you start talking about the head and the brain injuries and everything that Tua has gone through throughout his career, I mean, a couple years ago, it was reported that doctors were telling him not to return to football. He came back last season, was able to play all 17 games, had a really good season, led the NFL in passing yards. And the Miami Dolphins heading into this year, at least for me at least, had high expectations of what they could do, maybe win the division. We did our predictions a week ago, and I said that I like the Dolphins to win the division, not so much anymore after what we saw last night. Now, I'm not going to really opine on whether Tua should play football or not the rest of his career. Like, enough people are doing that. Enough shows are doing that. We're more of like a betting focused show. We're not really like the take artist show to where, oh, Tua should retire or Tua should do like that decision is ultimately up to Tua, his doctors, and his family. Like, whatever I think does not matter. And I know you guys have your thoughts. I have my own thoughts, but it's irrelevant to the conversation that we have on this show each and every day. So obviously we'll just go ahead and track the news from head coach Mike McDaniel and what he's saying, what the team is saying, and maybe I'm sure they'll get some of the Tua's doctors as well. But Mike McDaniel did address the media earlier this afternoon in Miami, morning time for us out here on the West Coast, but pretty much said that there's no timetable and he's not going to really speculate on a timetable of whether Tua is going to come back and play this season or at any point in his career. You know, with this, the severity of this injury and the fact that this has been something that has happened numerous times, at least reportedly three times over the last 2 years, but who knows, there might have been more because sometimes those concussion reports, it can get a little bit dicey, but at least there's been three reported concussions over the last 2 years, and it feels like all of them happened in standalone games, which has just been kind of the coincidence of it. I know there's a Thursday night game against the Bengals a couple years ago, the Christmas game, I think that one didn't really go reported, but that was another one, and it's been standalone games where we've all been able to watch it collectively and see Tua in a very vulnerable spot in a vulnerable position, as we saw last night in the loss to the Buffalo Bills. Now, I think from the betting side of it, because obviously like this is a much more serious story, but we're going to be a betting show. We're going to talk about the betting side of things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring is a lonely business. Posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviews with unqualified applicants, being ghosted. What if you could link with dozens of qualified candidates who are ready to work right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, the workforce you need. Problem solved. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I mean, if Tua is out for the foreseeable future, I don't see how the Miami Dolphins recover this season. Like, that's line one for me. Like, I don't think that they're going to recover with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. Yes, he started a playoff game, and he's played in a handful of other games, and he's familiar with the system. He's been on the team the last 3 years. So, like, this is not the same as, like, Malik Willis starting for the Green Bay Packers. This is a little bit different since Skylar Thompson is familiar with what Mike McDaniel does, and Mike McDaniel is familiar, most importantly, with what Skylar Thompson does. But the fact that Tua has already been ruled out for the game against Seattle and that there's no timetable, we can at least safely assume that it's going to be the Skylar Thompson show for the foreseeable future. And that's what Mike McDaniel said as well. Like, we're going to essentially taking like the Dick Vermeil line. Like, we're going to rally around Kurt Warner. We're going to rally around Skylar Thompson. I don't think it's going to go the same as it did for the Rams way back in 1999, but I digress. But it's going to be Skylar Thompson. And just watching last night and watching in previous games when Skylar Thompson has started, he's not a very good quarterback. There's a reason why he was a late round draft pick when they drafted him. There's a reason why he's been a backup quarterback his entire career. Like, he's just, he's athletic, but he's not very good. And we saw glimpses of that last night. But from a more macro standpoint from the Miami Dolphins, I mean, this team, they just looked unprepared and undisciplined in this game. And I put that on head coach Mike McDaniel. Like, I don't know what they're doing in training camp. Oftentimes, these first few weeks of the season are indicative of how teams prepare leading up to the regular season. And last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, they were lucky to win that game. I mean, if Jacksonville doesn't fumble at the going into the end zone, maybe the Jags win that game going up 24-7. That was a big, massive turnover in that football game, flipped the entire momentum of that one. But they didn't look good in that game at home, and they didn't look good here on this Thursday night. They looked absolutely outclassed by the Buffalo Bills in this game. And I think, honestly, I know that this is a four-letter word, especially in the sport of football, but I think that we can just go ahead and safely label the Miami Dolphins as soft. Like, that was my biggest takeaway from watching this game. They just looked soft on both trenches, not a whole lot of pass rush on Josh Allen. Their offensive line, they created some holes. They had the run game cooking a little bit with Devon Achane. But whenever it got down to, okay, got to have these yards, like third and one, fourth and ones, Miami's short yardage did not look good. And that's kind of been the bugaboo of this team. They have to do all this weird like window dressing jet sweep stuff just to pick up third and one. They can't just turn the ball, hand the ball off, turn around and give it to a running back to go plow forward and pick up the chains there, because it's always just been a soft offensive line. And I don't know if they just practice soft. I mean, I think back to this offseason when a lot of those guys were talking about Vic Fangio, who is now the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. Clearly things did not go well. They didn't mesh personality wise with Vic Fangio, but they were all talking about how, yeah, like we love Anthony Weaver and he actually likes us as a person and all this stuff, pretty much like slandering Vic Fangio for, and I don't know Vic Fangio, maybe he is an asshole, I don't know. But like they were pretty much slandering Vic Fangio. And I come away from watching last night being like, I mean, maybe Vic Fangio just wanted some accountability on this roster. Maybe that's why the guys didn't like him, because he actually wanted them to practice hard. He wanted them to be physical and do the things that good defenses do, because that did not look like a good defense last night. Now, they have those injuries, but still, the defense still looked rather poor trying to defend Josh Allen and that Buffalo Bills offense. And then earlier this summer in training camp or whatever, Tua was sitting down doing the interview talking about how Brian Flores was mean and said all these terrible things and all that stuff. I don't know. Maybe he was being terrible. But so the Minnesota Vikings defense looked pretty good, and every defense that Brian Flores has ever coordinated has looked pretty good. They get things done, and you see how Miami's going about their business, and it does make you wonder, is it, hey, like, are these tough-minded, hard-head coaches just too much for the Miami Dolphins, and are the Dolphins just not that into being a tough-minded football team, which is what you have to be ultimately to win these big games against good opponents? It's why Miami has been always seen as the bully on the block in the AFC. They're like the AFC version of my favorite team, the Cowboys. Like, yeah, the bad teams, they'll beat them up, they'll blow them out, whatever. But anytime they play a good team, they always come up short. They never actually get over that hurdle. And that was my key going into this game, is that Miami has to get over the hurdle of the Buffalo Bills. They had lost four straight to this team prior to last night, including a playoff game in Buffalo where they really didn't have much of a chance in the game. And I just felt that if they were going to succeed this season and ultimately reach the expectations that they have for themselves, which is win the division, maybe win multiple playoff games, this was the first test along that way, and they failed it miserably. Like, it could not have gone any worse based on the fact that they lost the game in blowout fashion and they lost their starting quarterback for the foreseeable future. So I think that Mike McDaniel, the guy might just be an enabler. That's why they love him. You know, he's got the cool capris joggers or whatever he's got rolling on with the ankles showing and everything, like the sunglasses that he's cooking with and everything. Like, it's just the whole look. It screams soft from the Miami Dolphins. And I don't mean to be like kind of caveman-y, kind of barbaric guy, but hey, football's a physical sport, man. Like, I don't know. You got to be physical. You got to be tough. And the Dolphins are quite frankly, the opposite of that. So on the Bills note, obviously we've talked a lot about Miami, but on the Buffalo Bills side of things, I mean, they just look terrific in the game. And if they're going to get this kind of production in the run game, coupled with what Josh Allen could do in the passing game, I think that Buffalo is definitely going to be a formidable opponent. And rightfully so right now, they are the odds-on favorite to win the AFC East, -105 over at the Sportsbook Bourne in Las Vegas, that being BetMGM. James Cook, outstanding game, 3 touchdowns. Once again, shout out to Jay Berg for that one. And Josh Allen, typically in these spots, has to kind of put on the Superman cape. He has to be Hercules. He didn't really have to do that much last night, because they could lean on the run game and sort of just bleed out the clock and bleed out this Miami Dolphins team and ultimately probably end the Miami Dolphins season. I know that sounds hyperbolic in week 2, but I don't really like the prospects for the Dolphins heading forward in 2024. All right, on the other side, we'll talk more about this as well as the other stories in the National Football League. We're just getting started here on a Friday on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.
Life moves fast. We move with it. Rhone is premium apparel designed for performance, crafted with precision, and inspired by your journey. Every stitch, every fiber is made to fuel your relentless pursuit. We push forward together because it's the only way we know. Take 20% off your first order in store and on Rhone.com. That's Rhone.com. Rhone, forever forward.
Breaking news. Whole Foods Market just dropped the iconic fall flavors you've been waiting for. Race through the aisles to snag pumpkin spice, maple and apple cider flavored cult favorites from 365 Brand. Head to the bakery for their delightful brown sugar apple pie, plus apple cider donut and pumpkin whoopie pies. And cozy up to savings on select Gouda cheeses, beef short ribs, beef chuck roast, and stew meat, and more for warming hearty meals. spice up your fall at Whole Foods Market through October 1st.
Life moves fast. We move with it. Rhone is premium apparel designed for performance, crafted with precision, and inspired by your journey. Every stitch, every fiber is made to fuel your relentless pursuit. We push forward together because it's the only way we know. Take 20% off your first order in-store and on Rhone.com. That's R-H-O-N-E.com. Rhone. Forever forward.